Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Today on the On Inquirer podcast, a special guest for you today, CJ Moore, the Athletic College basketball writer, one of the best in the business, diving deep into the stories that make college basketball, ran into the Final Four, really nice guy as well, and he was kind enough to give us 30 minutes of his time. Speaking of one of the best stories in college basketball last year, the Illini. He wrote great stories on Davin Mirkovic and the Balkan connection for Illinois, but also Keaton Wagler, and he has unique perspective when it comes to Keaton Wagler because he's from Shawnee, Kansas, Keaton Wagler's hometown, and knows the family pretty well. Plays basketball with Logan Wagler, Keaton's father, and got to see Keaton kind of come up through the high school ranks and see his story up close and watch this amazing rise into what is a top 10 NBA draft pick, potential top 5 NBA draft pick. So really good insight from CJ Moore on Keaton Wagler. He talks about the Illini as well, what made that team special. But also CJ is really high on the 26-27 Illini. In fact, he couldn't be any higher. He's got them number one in his preseason, of course, way too early, poll or top 25 rankings going into the summer here after the NBA draft withdrawal date. He breaks down why he has Illinois number one. While a lot of people have him 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, he thinks they are one of the top two returning rosters in college basketball, and he explains why he gave Illinois the slight edge over a Florida team that returns a lot of their talent from a number one seed as well. So it's fun catching up with CJ, talking college basketball, talking about the Illini. We also talk about Quentin Coleman, who's had a fantastic week with USA Basketball at the U18 Men's America Cup Finals. I'm recording this later on Sunday night. Haven't yet seen the championship game yet. So when most of you are listening, this will be probably Monday or Tuesday after the championship game. But to this point that I'm recording this, Quentin averaging 12 points, 11.5 rebounds. Yeah, 11.5 rebounds for a guard, 2.5 assists, and only 3 turnovers in 4 games. Isn't shooting his best, but at this point, he's still shooting 41% from the field, 35% from three. Just a winning player. He's been one of the best players in this tournament, certainly the best player for USA Basketball so far. So just another sign that Quentin Coleman not only has a really high ceiling for the Illini to the point where he could be the one-and-done kind of player, but he is a high-floor player too that just impacts winning in whatever way you need him. Getting all these rebounds as a guard, that's been a good thing for Illinois freshman guards here lately. Not only Keaton Wagler, but Kasper Siakashonis was a heck of a rebounder for Illinois and just got involved in those nitty-gritty parts of the game. So we'll get Kyle Tosk on here because he's watched every minute, every possession of the U18 Men's America Cup Final with Quentin Coleman, but we'll get his perspective here later this week. But CJ does talk a little bit about that, what he's heard about NBA scouts, what they think of Quentin Coleman after this tournament so far. So good stuff from him. Also, Illinois football added 2 commitments from official visitors over the weekend. 3-star Iowa tight end Cade Newman. They beat Iowa State, which was basically his backyard team, the team he grew up rooting for growing up just 30 minutes from Ames, Iowa. So, yeah, Illinois, they should beat Iowa State at this point, where those programs are, where, obviously, the conferences that they play in. But a nice win to steal him out of Ames, Iowa. Illinois hasn't had a prep prospect from Iowa and its program, I think, since the mid-90s. So the fact that they could get two this weekend, Cade Newman is on board, and Ryan Paulson, an edge rusher out of Iowa as well, like that's a good sign. They can go into those states and get some power four prospects. I think they're sitting pretty well with Ryan Paulson, so we'll see what happens with him moving forward. But Illinois also gets three-star Montini Catholic offensive lineman Gavin Erickson-Staton, who was flipped from Iowa State. Some Iowa State battles here for Illinois. But Erickson-Staton, Illinois offered a month after he had committed to Iowa State, and it just completely changed this recruitment, which is what you want to see. An in-state offensive lineman. Bart Miller has done a great job so far in this class, recruiting in-state offensive linemen, getting Mason Hallman, the number two offensive lineman in this class, in-state, out of Lincoln Way East, and then getting Soren Pfeiffer from downstate in Morton, the number three offensive lineman in this class in the state. Good start. And then you add Erickson-Staton, who they flipped from Iowa State. He's the number seven in-state offensive lineman as of right now. Probably an interior guy for Illinois, plays center guard. He plays tackle a little bit for Montini, but has played guard and center there as well. So three offensive linemen out of the six commitments in this class. Bart Miller has done a really good job building up this class and stacking really good talent on top of a class last year that they're really high on, with a couple four-star prospects in Champ Smith and Kai Pritchard, but also getting Landon Von Segern out of Nebraska, tough-minded interior offensive lineman, and then Casey Toman out of Olney. I want to say that right for all my Olney folks. But yeah, they get him out of Olney, really high-ceiling player, needs a little bit of development, but two good classes in a row for Bart Miller. So kudos to him. The longest tenured assistant coach on this staff has done a really good job the last few classes of recruiting. So we'll see what else comes out of this weekend. We'll catch up later in a podcast. We'll see if there's more movement throughout the week. We'll talk a little bit more football later on in the week on the Illini Inquirer podcast. But today is devoted mostly to basketball, and we got a good guest for you, CJ Moore, the Athletic College basketball reporter. He's going to join us next right here on the Illini Inquirer podcast, explaining why Illinois might have the number one team in the country starting the season. It might be summer for the kids, which means things slow down a little bit for them, but we know as parents, nothing slows down in the summer. It just seems to get busier and a little bit more chaotic. That's why it's nice to have meals taken care of. And guys, that's where Factor comes in. No time to cook? Well, that's where Factor makes it easy with fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs so you can eat well without the shopping or the cooking. Saves a lot of time. Plus, it's quality, functional ingredients, including lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats. No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. They're just meals that fit your goals and your schedule. Healthier eating, calorie management, more protein, GLP-1 support. It's all there. 100 rotating weekly meals to choose from, plus the new Muscle Pro collection supports strength and recovery. It's great. Factor, always fresh, never frozen, and ready in about 2 minutes. No prep, no stress, guys. Head to factormeals.com/Illini50off and use code Illini50off to get 50% off your first Factor meal box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/Illini50off and use code Illini50off to get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for 1 year. All right, he's CJ Moore, the Athletic College basketball reporter, joining us now. He's got a top 25 preseason poll that Illinois fans probably pretty happy about. But CJ, we got some other stuff I want to talk to you about as well. How are you, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Before we dive into your top 25, I want to talk about the Final Four team that Illinois just had with you, because obviously certainly memorable here, one of three that has made the Final Four in the modern era of college basketball for Illinois. But it was kind of a memorable group of players in a memorable run, I think, nationally. But you covered this team. What will you remember most about that Illinois team?
Just the personalities. Obviously, Merck is the biggest one. But just, like, I think how much those guys enjoyed to be around each other and, like, just had fun with it. And you know, I think the – the fact that, like, I'm not sure if they're actually following through, but like they had plans to kind of go see each other's hometowns. Like, I thought that was really neat. Obviously the Keaton story will be one that I forever remember, just having, you know, I live in Shawnee, went to the same high school where he went. My son was a classmate of his. So like getting to see that was really, really special and really neat. And, you know, in my position, like, you don't root for any teams, but I did have a little bias this year, hoping the Illini did well, just to see Keaton have success. And that was really, really cool. So, but mostly just like, I mean, I think most teams that have success are, have like a connection and a chemistry that's really, apparent, and, like our, you know, fun groups to be around. Michigan kind of had that as well. But Illinois, like, really, 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 it was obvious being around those guys how much they enjoyed each other's company and how much fun they had together.
You mentioned Keaton Wagler. I wanted to ask you about that. Grew up in your backyard, as you said, obviously tied to him. What's your perspective on his rise throughout, seeing him come up through the high school ranks and then to become All-American and top 10, potentially top 5 draft pick here?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I thought he was going to be a really good player. There's some college coaches that, like, through the years I told him about. But he I think the thing that really stood out to me and why I have hope for him in the NBA is the level change from high school to college to the Big Ten didn't bother him at all. I mean, how he played at Shawnee Mission Northwest is exactly how he played at Illinois. He averaged like the same amount of points, which is crazy, right? And he was just the same player. And like, usually the speed of the game and the physicality of it, and like, it just takes a while. It takes a while for freshmen to transition. As I know, as Brad said, like, the first summer freshmen are there, like, they don't make shots. He made shots. So he, like, that part of it obviously was really cool to see. I think and I'm actually working on another story on him right now, but like, just how the fact that the family, like, was unfazed by all the attention, and just like Keaton just kind of stayed the same, you know, laid back kid he is. You know, I thought was really cool. I thought they handled it really well. I thought, but there's also like just a innocence to it all. Cause most young men who end up one and done players, that's kind of the plan going in for what, probably 80-90% of them. And so for Keaton to like, that, you know, they were planning on him going to school for 4 years. And so this was just all like a really, really crazy experience for them. And to be able to kind of see it through their eyes and get to be around them a little bit. Like, I, you know, play pickup ball with his dad. Yeah. I played pickup ball with Keaton through the years. Like, I, you know, we played in August. I got a text that, hey, want to play some fours up at the next building where his dad works. And I didn't even know Keaton was going to be there. I was like, yeah, afternoon fours. Yeah, sure. And Keaton was there that day. And that's the last time I ended up playing with them. But like, you could already tell that he'd put on a little weight. Like, he was really proud of that, because I said something to him that day and he was like you could tell he was, you know, Keaton doesn't give you a lot.
Yeah.
But you could tell he was pretty proud of that. And to think, like, on that day, if you told me, like, oh, this dude's gonna be a lottery pick in less than a year, gonna get his name called in like the first 10 picks in the NBA draft. That's just pretty wild. So it's been a pinch me moment for like everybody around here, to be able to see what's been going on with him, and really, really cool to, like, my, you know, day to day job to have it and like kind of,
yeah,
intersect. Come around to down the street from my house is neat too.
Do you have any pickup stories with Keaton? I mean, was he like 13 cooking people or?
I didn't really start playing with him until the last few years. Gotcha. But I mean, it's great. His mom sent me a picture the other day that, like, he was tiny as a freshman. I think I wrote about this, so I can't remember if it made the story or not. They, you know, these editors, they make cuts. But I remember, like, going to my son's games, my son's freshman year. My son was on the freshman team at Northwest, and Keaton was on JV and eventually played varsity that year. But there would be this kid that would come out at halftime and shoot threes, you know, and just shoot around. like this little tiny guy, and I'm thinking, like, is that somebody's little brother, whatever? And you know, like, I was like, wow, he's got a beautiful jump shot. But like, you know, I didn't had no idea who he was. And eventually, you know, later in that year, learned who he was when he started playing some varsity minutes. But just the fact that he was so tiny, and then to grow like he grew, and then probably my best like experiencing how good Keaton was. Story is I used to go sometimes, and his dad and I would both every once in a while like be the scout team for the varsity, and because you know the JV couldn't really give them much of a run. They were pretty, I mean, it wasn't just Keaton, like they had a really good team. Ethan Taylor, who's playing right now for the U18 team for USA, who's going to Michigan State, and then they had two young men who are playing D2 ball now. You know, around here, who were really, really, really good high school players. So, and then one of their starters ended up going JUCO. So, like, their starting five was stacked.
Yeah.
And I would never want to guard Keaton, right? Like, I always tried. There was one that I would be like, I could maybe hang with him, but I'm not teching Keaton. But I remember one time, maybe I got switched up on Keaton or something like that, and he goes towards the left elbow, and I cut him off, and I like chest him up. Great defense, right? I get him to spin, and he jumps up and hits a jump shot like I'm not even there. And like I played, like I could test it. I played great defense, and okay, this is something different. like he's reaching another level. And then when he'd play pickup sometimes with some of the guys, you know, guys that had played college fairly recently, younger guys than me that could really, you know, give him a good run. Their physicality would never bother him. Yeah. And like it was just the same way in college. So you could kind of see that because, you know, there's some really good players in the area, even if they're not famous names, like guys that can really, really go. And the fact that like the old guys, usually old athletic guys, like guys in their mid to late 20s, like those guys are hard to go against because they're strong, they're athletic, they've got some experience. And Keaton could just always play at his pace.
Yeah, it's amazing how he gets to his spots and just is able to do it even without the biggest frame, at least coming into this year. By the way, Jen and Logan, like you can tell being around them, right, why he's wired so well. That support system is so good.
For sure, for sure. They're awesome. I went and visited with them the other day for a little bit, and they're fantastic people and just have, like, they – sport, you know, parents are crazy.
like, we are.
In general, sports parents can be really, really crazy. And they are like the dream. Like, they, you know, they never are ever going to complain about anything. If Keaton would have not played at all this year, like if it would have come in and, you know, he just wasn't quite ready, and he would have maybe played, you know, against bad teams and not very seen the floor, he'd be back at Illinois next year. Like, and you know, they'd be ready for whatever role that they are the dream of sports parents, and we're ready to be patient, you know.
Yep.
But man, he just took off.
Well, I wanted to ask you before we dive into why you think next year's team could be really good is what stands out about this staff, CJ? I know you've been around them. I know you got to know them a little bit. What stands out about why this staff has found success consistently in such a tough league?
Oh, I think they've had a really, really smart plan as far as recruiting goes. You know, tapping into the European market, kind of just trusting their eye in their evaluations. Keaton's no better example than that. So like, you know, and Orlando has been recruiting at a high level for years. So like to have him on the staff is like, that's huge. And then I think Tyler's really grown as somebody who understands how to coach offense and put guys in their spots. And Brad's given him, put a lot of trust in him to, cause you know, if you watched Oklahoma State or Stephen F. Austin, if you watch Brad's old teams, like, they look a lot different than they look now. Defensively, he's changed so much. And I think they're really good at, like, evaluating what they have and trying to put their guys in systems on both ends of the floor that really makes sense for them. And that's what the best coaches in college basketball are able to do. And Brad's up there, and I think he's grown a lot through the years, and just his willingness to try different things and to be different and to not just, you know, some guys will stick with what they know forever, and you can still have a lot of success with that. But I think his willingness to change and adapt has been really cool.
Guys, you can feel that heat. The summer is here. That means trips to the pool and the golf course and grilling out in the backyard. I got my Blackstone fired up and been grilling a ton. And of course, Father's Day is on June 21st. And Dad doesn't want another tire watch, guys. You know what he wants? He wants the tender, juicy taste of his favorite grilled steak to perfection. Shop OmahaSteaks.com, and that's where you can get your high-quality steaks and meats perfect for grilling season this summer. Plus, you get an extra $35 off with promo code Illini at checkout. See site for details. Omaha Steaks has sent me all of their meats, guys, and every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed at the moment of carving, so no matter when your dad enjoys his meal, it will taste as fresh as the day it was carved. The fan favorite filet mignon, I've had a couple of those. They've earned the distinction of USDA certified very tender. So give Dad a license to grill with a gift from Omaha Steaks. This Father's Day, give the dad in your life something to savor. World-famous Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Illini at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code Illini at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Well, CJ, I think everybody has Illinois top five going into the preseason when you return five players from a Final Four team that were in the rotation. But you had them, you're the high man on them at number one in your recent preseason top 25 after the NBA draft withdrawal deadline. Obviously, Andre Stojakovic coming back for Illinois. Why? Why do you have them number one?
Well, first of all, you return four starters from a Final Four team. If you look at, KenPom at the end of the year, they ended up, were they 5-4-6, I think?
Yep.
And so very similar like situation, like, okay, they were 5-6 in the country. They're bringing back, they've been the best in retention basically from an eligibility and being able to retain your guys standpoint. And those were the two teams to me. So you're trying to go, pick one of those two. And I'll be honest, like I had Florida at first, and then as I like really kind of started to think about it deeper, and you know, I never want to go with consensus, and you know, like if I think consensus is right, then like right. I'll go, you know. But I try to, you know, think about it in an independent way, and the fact that guard play I think was a worry for Florida last year, and they were still able to have a great year, but like the SEC was down, so you do wonder, like, was that a little bit of, did they take advantage of a bad SEC? They lost to a Big Ten team in the tournament. I like the, you know, I think Merck will take a big jump from year one to year two. I think most of the Florida guys are going to be kind of what they were a year ago, and then I'm very like, If Florida ends up getting Denzel Aberdeen eligible, I will relook at it, and I'll, you know, it might be a coin flip. I don't think he's going to get eligible. I just don't see a pathway for that. I could be wrong, but he played the last game of his freshman year that they're trying to get back. Like, usually if you play late in the year, you just don't get those years back. So I'm skeptical he'll be back. I really like what Illinois did, not just in retention, but some of the guys they brought in. Obviously, Stefan Vox is, I think, a like perfect Keaton replacement. Very similar games. I know they think he's going to be a NBA draft, like a high NBA draft pick as well. I think you put him in an Illinois system where the spacing's better, the players around him are better. I think he already had a really good freshman year, but can get even better than he was at Providence. And then I liked Lucas Morello, watching him at the in the Nike Hoop Summit game. I thought he was a really good player. I've heard really good things about Quentin Coleman, and I feel even better about my pick now that I've got to watch a few of the USA games. I mean, he stands out just with his effort.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Keaton last year. Like, what stood out about him early on before he really, you know, before they gave him point guard and he got to really have the ball in his hands a lot, was he just got to loose balls. He got to offensive rebounds. He made the smart winning plays. He played really hard. Like, Quentin Coleman, I was just talking to a scout about an hour ago, NBA scout that's down there, and like he I was like, man, he just plays his ass off. And he's like exactly right. Like, he's the one that's really popped to him there. So I think he's going to be able to come in and just like have success with effort. Like, whether you make shots, whether you are a scorer or whatever, like, they've got pretty much everything. So to be able to have a guy that either comes in off the bench or maybe eventually starts, that just kind of can do some of the effort type stuff. And I think he gives them some quickness on the perimeter that, you know, maybe, I don't know if you want to say they lacked last year, but like the my biggest question mark with them is like, do they have the perimeter speed? Can they really guard on the perimeter? Because Keaton was a good defender, and then obviously Kylan was one of the best defenders in the country. So they lose those two guys. But I think Stojakovic will take a leap and have a really good year, probably have the ball in his hands a little bit more. You got to think he probably shoots it better than he shot it this past year, even though, like, that's not his biggest strength, but he can't. He's capable. And then, you know, the twins, like, they'll probably have better years overall than they had this past year. Big Z, second year in the program. I thought that Tommy, like, probably went through it mentally as much as any guy on the team last year, with being hurt early and then other guys kind of having some success. And he came around late in the year and I thought was more like himself, but he didn't have, like, I don't think he was at full strength last year from a, like, a mental standpoint, kind of, you know, confidence standpoint. So I think he'll be better. So, like, I just like the growth that they could experience. Florida's probably got, like, the highest floor, just because those three bigs are so massive, and, like, you know, they're going to be amazing defensively. Yeah. But I think I could see Illinois having the highest ceiling. So that's why I went with them. But I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those teams. I think you could make an argument for Duke. You could make an argument for maybe UConn. But yeah, I think Illinois is the one I'm going with for now.
Obviously, you prioritize retention in some of your rankings there, CJ. How do you kind of weigh retention versus the portal when you do this?
I think retention matters a lot. Like, from just knowing how your system works, knowing how you work with different teammates, having comfort and confidence in a system, I think that matters a lot. And if you go through and you look at the teams that retain a lot and the teams that don't, they have a higher success rate than the ones that don't. A lot of the teams that have massive turnover and end up winning are teams that are coached by a first-year coach. When you see a massive turnover and it's not a first-year coach, it's pretty rare for those teams to have success, just from kind of my own independent study, and some of it's anecdotal, but some of it's like really studying those numbers. So I think that retention matters a lot, and like, I think you'll see that with Illinois this year. Like, it's hard to believe that, like, they won't be a really, really good team because of, you know, there's so many certainties there. Like, you know what these guys are going to look like in that system. They've had success already.
Yeah, Michigan 5, Michigan State 8. I think everybody's going to have them top 10. But I loved the next part because I think you and I kind of valued the same thing. Iowa 14, Nebraska 16, Purdue 22. When I have to do the Big Ten preseason poll, CJ, a lot of times I just go, I'm just going to side with coaching at some point. Is that how you look at that, or why did you have those as the next three teams up in the Big Ten?
Yeah, coaching and retention, again, yeah. Like even though Purdue's losing, obviously, four starters. I liked Omer Meyer a lot last year watching the international stuff for him, and I thought you saw flashes of it. And then Matt Painter, he's one of the best.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they're going to take a step back, but I think they'll still be a top 25 level team. Iowa's a team that, like, obviously Bennistertz was freaking incredible, and another guy that's in my backyard and has been really cool to watch him, you know, yeah. The career he's had. But other than Bennett, they retain pretty much everybody. They lose Alvaro to Louisville, but like he was an awesome fit there, you know, like obviously there was, I don't think he ever got to his, like, it was probably best he moved on. So they retain pretty much everybody they want to retain, and then I really like the guard they brought in, Coleman from Illinois State. And Tyree Coleman. My brain doesn't always get these names right off the bat, right? Because they move around so much. And then McKeever, you know, what they were missing last year was size, like a huge, huge dude. They really helped themselves with getting a hub that they can play through inside. And he's a good roller, kind of fits their system, good passer. I think he'll be a good fit. And then again, Ben McCollum, like obviously he showed this year, you know, what he can do coaching at that level. I've known Ben for a long time. I think he's one of the brightest minds in the game. So I'm going to bet on him, especially bet on him when he has a team that with a lot of guys back, like they're just going to get better. His guys get better. And then Nebraska, you know, retain enough. And I liked some of the pieces they added in the portal that just fit Fred. I think having that year of success is like so important to be able to build off that and kind of give everybody in that program, like they're going to kind of come into the season with a swagger. And then they retained the right guys, and obviously Price Sanford was one of the best players in the Big Ten this year. To be able to get him back, Braden Frager, you know, probably take a step. I really liked Sam Ormy, I think is how you say it, from Belmont. Like I watched him on tape, and it's just like he fits how Nebraska wants to play. He fits the kind of player that fits Fred. So they're the one that, like, you maybe feel a little bit iffy about, just comes with, like, because Mass was so massive for them. He was so good, like so important to their culture. Little Hoiberg was so important to their culture. So, like, I have probably the most hesitations with him just because those two guys were so important to everything that they do. But they bring enough back, and I liked kind of some of the guys they added that makes sense to me. And Fred's a really good coach, and we're getting to see that again. You know, once Fred gets it going, it usually, you know, he keeps it going.
Before I let you go, CJ, and really appreciate your time, I'm just wondering your perspective nationally on just where the sport is at, because, boy, the talent and the quality of play is as good as I've seen it in a long time. But obviously we got the roster spending is so high. We got the NCAA tournament expanding, which some people aren't happy about. Just kind of where you see the sport right now.
Yeah, I don't think college basketball helps itself with some of the narratives sometimes with, you know, there's so much focus around player movement and obviously the tournament expanding. Nobody, you know, most people didn't like that. I'm kind of like a little bit indifferent. I don't get as worked up about it as a lot of people do, but because you're still going to get the 64, it's still going to be awesome starting on Thursdays, right? So I understand people's perspective there, but I think you hit it on the head. Like the talent level is so good. Like last year, like, just watch the product. The product doesn't suck, even though these players are moving all around.
Because like, let's be honest, some of your CJ, the quality of play some years was not good. Like, how, like, you're trying an NBA playoff game compared to college basketball. It's like, oh, this is a different, different
no,
thing.
No, for sure. And I thought last year, like, the quality of play, the best teams in the country were really good. I think the fact that these high-level teams are playing each other in the non-conference is really good for the sport. Obviously, I wish they were played in home arenas and we got to, you know, see them in the best atmospheres. That, like, part of the what makes college basketball awesome is the atmospheres. And they can still be good on a neutral floor, but, like, it's just not the same as in a college arena. So do I wish those games could be played in a college arena? I do, but these coaches are, you know, they're not dumb. Like, they need money. They need money for their players. And so NIL in kind of backwards way has actually helped make the schedule better and more entertaining, because we're getting these high level games because of NIL opportunities. But still, like, as somebody who just consumes the sport and only cares about the basketball and really doesn't care that much about all that other stuff, like, it's great for me. Like, I get to watch more high level games, see these teams play each other early on and kind of get a feel for what they are. Like, I think it's fantastic. So I think the game's in a pretty good spot. It just, you know, obviously there's so much focus on the portal and the money and the tournament that it's exhausting sometimes as somebody who, like, covers it and has to write about it, because, like, man, I just want to talk ball, right? Like, I just want to talk hoop and watch games and you know, tell the stories of the Keaton Wogglers who get so much better, and you know, people have fun stories. So there's still plenty of those really good stories to tell, and you know, that's what I hope people will gravitate to and find. And that's what I always try to do, is, like, just go find fun stories to tell that's, you know, about good people playing good basketball.
Yeah, and you do it well at The Athletic. CJ Moore, Athletic College Basketball Reporter. This was a fun team full of personalities that had a lot of good stories, and you did it well, man. We appreciate you and appreciate the time, CJ.
Hey, thanks so much. You guys do an awesome job out there. I mean, there are not every beat has great coverage. Like, this is the truth, and I know you guys do an awesome job with the Illini coverage. So I, you know, wouldn't say yes to everybody who asked me, but when your name came across, definitely was happy to. And my buddy Kyle, Tucker, who just started with you all at 24/7, he's actually spoke really highly of you as well. So you know, I always trust Kyle's opinion too. So he knows something. He doesn't know everything, but
he knows a little bit. No, he's a great addition for us. CJ, it means a lot, man. We appreciate it. Have a fun off season, and hopefully we'll see you down the line in the college basketball year.
You too. Get some sun, get some away time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, CJ. Great stuff from CJ Moore. Really appreciate his time. I loved his insight there and some great stories on the Wogler family as well. We got a busy week of Illinois football camps coming up. A lot of recruiting action happening right now. Our own Kyle Tosk will be out at the Riverside Brookfield Shootout covering some of the future Illini basketball recruiting targets like Brady Pettigrew, Cole Kelly, commits like Mason Martin. So we'll have a ton of recruiting information throughout this month of June coming for you, because it is a busy time for both staffs on the recruiting trail. And we'll have it covered all here on the Illini Inquirer podcast as well. So give us a follow, rating, review wherever you get your podcasts. If you're not watching us on YouTube, go there, like us, subscribe us, hit that notifications bell. Even if you don't watch on YouTube, it really helps us out. We appreciate all the support there. Speaking of support, now's a great time to support us on the VIP side of things, keeping you up to date as quickly and as often as possible on everything going on recruiting. Go to IlliniInquirer.com. It's 60% off for a VIP membership to IlliniInquirer.com for your first year. Everybody have a great day. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Illini Inquirer podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy look.
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?